Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hilgendorf. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Hilgendorf. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ike Brown. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Timmerman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tom Timmerman. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Freehan moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is walked intentionally. Brown moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse fires to first and picks off Stanley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Lowenstein scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Timmerman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman is walked intentionally. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Timmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf is 0-for-1 in the game. Hilgendorf strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell is hit by the pitch. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Bell steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ford now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Broemer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. Broemer moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. John Hiller now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Broemer scores. Chambliss scores. It's 6-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to third. Horton moves to second. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Horton moves to third. Brown moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for John Hiller. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Unser hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Fosse hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hennigan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Laron Lagro. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.